With the Old Breed. About 0900, the morning of 3 June 1944, carrying the usual mountain of gear, I trudged down the gangplank of the General Howe's. As we moved to waiting trucks, we passed a line of veterans waiting to go aboard for the voyage home. They carried only packs and personal gear, no weapons. Some said they were glad to see us because we were their replacements. They looked tanned and tired, but relieved to be headed home. For them, the war was over. For us, it was just beginning. In a large parking area paved with crushed coral, a lieutenant called out our names and counted us off into groups. To my group of 100 or more, he said, 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. If I had had an option, and there was none, of course, as to which of the 5 Marine divisions I served with, it would have been the 1st Marine Division. Ultimately, the Marine Corps had 6 divisions that fought with distinction in the Pacific, but the 1st Marine Division was in many ways unique. It had participated in the opening American offensive against the Japanese at Guadalcanal, and already had fought a second major battle at Cape Gloucester, north of the Solomon Islands. Now its troops were resting, preparing for a third campaign in the Palau Islands. Of regiments, I would have chosen the 5th Marines. I knew about its impressive history as a part of the 1st Marine Division, but I also knew that its record went back to France and World War I. Other Marines I knew in other divisions were proud of their units and of being Marines, as well they should have been. But the 5th Marines and the 1st Marine Division carried not only the traditions of the Corps, but had traditions and a heritage of their own, a link through time with the old Corps. The fact that I was assigned to the very regiment and division I would have chosen was a matter of pure chance. I felt as though I had rolled the dice and won. The history of the 5th Marines continued after World War II. The regiment fought in the Korean War and again in Vietnam. Thus, it is the only Marine regiment to have fought in all of the nation's major wars in this century. No Marine division fought in World War I. The 5th and 6th Marine regiments fought in France as part of the 2nd Division Regular American Expeditionary Force, AEF, a mixed unit of Marine and Army brigades. But the 1st Marine Division was the only Marine division to fight in Korea. Along with the 3rd Marine Division, it also fought in Vietnam. It is, therefore, the sole Marine division to have fought in all of our major wars during the past 60 years. Today, the 5th Marines still forms a part of the 1st Marine Division. Stationed on the West Coast, the division can deploy units for duty in the Western Pacific.